Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Brianna Robinson.
How are you, Brianna?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. How's the Sizzlin' Summer Series going so far?
It has been a blast. It has been so busy, and we're so happy with the turnout of all the kids coming out on the square. It's been fantastic.
Well, that's great. Now, I know the first week you had the dancing, because I wound up involved in that, so I got to see that. And folks had a really good time, I think.
Yeah, I think it was great. It was nice to get everybody up and moving around and learning some new dance steps.
And the folks that did it worked with the crowd really well. So I was really impressed with that. So the next week, which was last weekend, you did the zip line. How did that go?
That went really well.
Really?
We had a great turnout. There were so many kids. The line was out all the way out to the other end of the square. They were just so excited, and they kept getting back in line over and over again. So they really enjoyed
it. They really liked it. Well, yeah. Cool. Okay, well, that's neat. So what's coming up next?
Well, this Saturday, which is June 23rd, we have Reading is Alive by Parkway Playhouse. It is a performance of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. So there will be a short musical and a craft project, and each child will receive a free T-shirt and a book. And they also are going to have the bookmobile there.
Oh.
So that will be fun.
Amy Regional Library bookmobile will be there, too. So sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. This, of course, parents and kids would enjoy this one again.
Oh, yeah. I think it's perfect for families of any age.
So after Reading is Alive, which is this weekend, what's next after that?
Well, the following weekend on June 30th, we have Tai Chi yoga and a public art project.
Oh, cool. So tell me how that's going to work.
So we'll be starting with a Tai Chi class first thing in the morning. Then we'll dive right into a yoga class. And then we will do a public art project that is being sponsored by Pinland.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be fun.
It sounds like it will be good. And is that something that's geared to all ages or more to adults than kids, or is it an all-age thing?
I think it is really perfect for all ages. Tai Chi seems to be more geared towards the adults, and yoga seems to be geared towards the children.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a little bit of something for everyone.
So just like all of them, something for everybody to do. So be on the town square, and that one will be about June the 30th. Is that right? Well, that Saturday?
Yes.
So that will be the one on June 30th, and just be at the town square right around 10 o'clock and get involved.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you there.
Yeah, this should be great. All right. You're continuing to work hard on all of these, getting the rest of the summer going. And if folks need more information, where can they get information on the internet?
They can go to pathwnc.org for more information.
Find it out there. All right. Thanks again to our guest today, Brianna Robinson of PATH and the Sizzlin' Summer Series. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.